Douglas.
Next, we're gonna call on Douglas Whitehead. He's one of the former pastors, one of our former members, and served on the building committee. While we thank the Lord for him, Douglas.
We'd like to say this evening is a real joy to our hearts to be able to be back at the house of God and to meet with our many friends and our loved ones and to hear the wonderful words that we have heard this evening. I know I can't preach like these other preachers, and I'm not going to try to. But looking back, I was studying as both of them were preaching here, Brother Taylor and Brother Douglas, self, and seeing the things that God has allowed us to see since 1960, it thrills my heart and my soul to see the peace and harmony that God can bring about in his people. I don't have words this evening to speak, and that you might know, that you might understand how I feel in my heart. I'm like Brother Taylor, was all I can say, and really get a long story to make it short is thank God for his marvelous work. We've seen the high tides come here, and we've seen the low tides. But God said it'd be that way. Brother Douglas read some scripture in the book of Psalms, and I don't want to hold nobody. I don't want to wear nobody. I'd rather stand here or sit here and let somebody stand on my back and preach the word of God as to try to preach myself. But this service today, I've longed for it. It's been something burning in my life ever since this thing has been purposed in the hearts and the minds of God's people. I've seen God work wonders. Miracles that the world can't believe, that it's hard even for the children of God to understand what God can do, and I thank him for it. I'm going to read about three or four verses of scripture, talking just for a few minutes by the help of the good Lord, and while you pray, I'll be here truly. I'm not able to preach. I've been sick for about a month, and I can't hardly get my strength back to save my life, but I'm not making an excuse. God called me to preach the gospel. I find many times where the Lord was weary on his journey. He didn't feel maybe like doing the things that he did, but he went on. It's in 1 Kings chapter 6. Brother Douglas read over in chapter 8. I want to drop down to verse 11 and read three or four verses there. And the word of the Lord came unto Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, with them will I perform my words with thee, which I spake unto thy father David. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. God has spoke to his people. He has, he is, and he will, just as long as God has a people upon the face of the earth. We're not talking about the building that we look up at here this evening. It's beautiful, it's nice. And I'm giving God the honor, I'm giving God the glory for every nail that was drove in this building from one end to the other. But I read in the New Testament where the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. In 1960, as we tried by the help of God to pastor the church, when the church of the living God, when they come together and saw that there was a need of something bigger, not something nicer or better, but God, my friend, don't take the nice places to dwell, but God wants the clean places. And God wants a place, my friend, where his people can meet together and too. I want to talk about how Brother Taylor told us about the building and how it started. Brother Douglas come right on with the message. But after the building was built, my friend, is what I want us to go to for a few minutes. Now this evening is this day. I was set here today, Kay. Our best building to the Lord. My Jesus Christ. Brother Taylor said he was here at the other. I remembered I was 9 years old. I remembered as well as it had been 10 years ago, Brother George. I'll never forget her. I was in the first service of the old church. I was here on the dedication day. And thank God I've lived through the mercy of God to see another day like that. All right, you listen to me. God told Solomon, he said, Solomon, after you have finished the building, and that you will do the things that I have commanded you to do, he said, then will I dwell with my people Israel, and I'll never forsake them. All right, there was some things that Solomon had to live up to. And don't you get me wrong to see me. I'm not saved by my do's. I'm not saved by my don'ts. I'm saved by the grace of God. Through faith in the Son of God. Brethren, a witness in what the Holy Ghost of God will do for a man. Brother, you listen to me. And that was Solomon. I built the building and he had its ornaments inside. As I look back here this evening, as I looked in here, I thought of the way that God's Bible describes the temple that Solomon built. I don't see any gold in here, but it's fine. It's good enough. Brother, I believe with all my heart that if we could open our eyes this evening and see the Son of God in our presence, that he'd be pleased with what has went on. I do all right. Now, Solomon, if you'll walk before me and keep my judgments and my commandments, then will I dwell. Thank God, that's what I want. Prayed the prayer. How many of a time God, Brother Douglas stated about the same word. I said, God, if you won't go to the new building, don't let her go up. Glory to God, I'm in her. From the depths of my heart, I'd rather worship God under an oak tree somewhere and have the Spirit and the power of God as to have a gold building. I'd rather that God won't dwell in. All right, now Solomon, when he built the building, we all know how he built it, how he started to build it. But thank God there's a thing or two that he placed there that I love to see in our churches today. I think of the mercy seat. Brother, I look at the mourner's bench, and I'll never forget the night I said, there's no power in this bench. But glory to God, you listen to me. It has its purpose. It has its place. Because when the mercy seat I was building placed in Solomon's temple, I see him as I was two cherubim. The Bible said with their wings I spread one to the other, one on that end and the other out here with their wings together with their faces toward one another. Thank God it represented of a guarding angel of a star. When a sinner man or a woman comes down out of the mourner's bench or the mercy seat, whatever you want to call it, or work out their salvation, brother, listen, God's got guarding angels looking over them, brother, and glory to God, you tell me that it don't have its place in our churches today.
I'll say that it's got its place. A lot of our moderns today, brother, they're moving about. But glory to God, you listen to me.
I'll tell my people, brother, by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that we better walk before God and do the things that the Lord has commanded us to do. If we want God to dwell among our people, I'm saying this to the preachers, and I believe I know every one of you, and I believe every one of you are God-fearing men. If I did not tell you so to your face, and you know it, but men, we've lived until today, whenever we are looked down upon as radical men, we're looked down upon by the world as fanatics. But glory to God, I'd rather be a fanatic in the eyes of the world. I'm thankful for the church here. I'm thankful that God has made it possible that we can enjoy the building that God has blessed us with. That's not the church. I'll never forget when I first come here. The second service in the old building, the devil done and told me, said, "You've done and lost." I've done my best that morning, and then the devil told me, said, "You've done and lost. I'm gonna give them an honor, brother, when they don't know what I believe in with all my heart. I don't believe in lifting nobody up as God, but I believe in we ought to tell one another what a blessing that they have been to us while we're still in this life. I'll never tell no flowers on you after you're dead. That'll never do you any good. But as I walked down the aisle, Brother Douglas there, he laid his arms around me and said, "Son," he said, "it won't take you long to tell where the church is." And the devil said, "Now," said, "he's trying to judge." But I pondered these things in my heart. And brother, as the days and the years rolled by, when the doors was open, I saw the faithful come through the heat of the rain, the cold, and go all of that, and bore the burden of the church, brother. They stand by of the church of the living God. And God is the same thing. I'm going to give away, but I do want to say this to the church and to everyone that's here. If I have ever been in a service with you anywhere, you've been a blessing to me. You certainly have. I don't care who you are, where you're from. I don't care how much you know or how little you know. It's always been a blessing to look upon your face in the house of God. Let's all walk according as the way that the Lord has commanded us. I'm not saying now keep the Ten Commandments. I'm not preaching that you've got to keep the Ten Commandments. Don't you get me wrong. But God has commanded us to walk uprightly and fear God, and He would dwell with us. And pastors, preachers, whoever you might be, if you've ever pastored a church, if you've never, always stay on the side with God, and you'll never get in trouble. But whenever you depart and leave the Lord, you're headed for trouble just as straight as you can go. I'm going to quote you just one verse of scripture and close. Solomon said, "If my people, which are called by my name, might be worthy." And when you write, say, "My people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves." He didn't say exalt yourself. He said humble yourself and pray and seek God's face and turn from your wicked ways. Then God speaking, "Will I hear from heaven? I forgive the sins, and I heal the land."